Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Why does a Nike ad with Colin Kaepernick make so much sense to so many while others are burning their shoes and hats? WHUR's Millette Green has tonight's Talk Around Town.
Who's buying Nike? African Americans, Hispanics and Asians, minorities, buying that brand at a disproportionate rate. And yes, they're young, 18 to 34, the ideal target age for a business. And that age group typically looks for socially conscious companies. So yes, it's a bold but not stupid business move by Nike to team up with Colin Kaepernick in an ad that's resonating with loyal Nike consumers. The ad focuses on the idea of sacrifice, using the slogan, believe in something, even if it means sacrificing everything. That's the message of young activism. And Nike's also pouring money into the players' Know Your Rights campaign. And that raises awareness for young people and how to interact with law enforcement. So not everybody is going to agree with Nike or Kaepernick, and that's fine. But if I'm going to wear a logo as a consumer, I want to know what is behind the brand. I'm Millette Green, and that's the Talk Around Town.
Thank you so much, Millette. And you will see Nike's Colin Kaepernick ad during the NFL season opener tonight.
Don't become the best basketball player on the planet. Be bigger than basketball. Believe in something, even if it means sacrificing everything.
It will lead the matchup between the Atlanta Falcons and Philadelphia Eagles. Nike says the ad will run this week during the U.S. Open, Major League Baseball games, and college football. It features the former San Francisco 49ers quarterback who created a firestorm when he began kneeling during the national anthem to protest racial injustice. It also features other prominent athletes, including LeBron James and Serena Williams. Let's take a quick look at our weather now. Tonight, it looks like this is the beginning of the end of the heat wave this week. There may be an overnight shower, but the temperatures will be in the low 70s. Tomorrow, it'll still be muggy, but not as hot. Highs in the mid-80s and dry for most of the day. The chance of showers and storms increases during the late afternoon and evening. Well, coming up, you may have heard a lot about it, but what is Bitcoin? Is it for you? We're talking about it. Lines are open. Give us a call at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Insight is next.
Welcome to the Xfinity Store.
I had to come see it for myself. Is it true that I can get ridiculously fast internet?
True.
And can get up to 5 lines of Xfinity Mobile included with $300 back?
True.
Plus free DVR for a year?
True.
This is the best deal of the year.
True.
Now through September 16th, get Xfinity Internet, TV, and voice for $79.99 a month for 2 years. And get DVR service free for a year. Plus, ask how you can get $300 back when you add Xfinity Mobile and purchase a new phone. Don't miss our best deal of the year. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Simple, easy, awesome.
Would you like some water, sir?
Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including VTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After agreement term or promo, regular rates apply.
Are you looking for strategies to help your children have a successful school year? Are you a widow or widower, feeling alone and looking for support? Are you a caregiver or mental health professional, so busy taking care of others that you've neglected yourself? If you answered yes to any of these questions, visit ReedRestoration.com or call 301-352-1768 to learn more about the Restoration Center's upcoming events on September 13th and 14th, designed to help you and your family live your best life while facing challenges. The Restoration Center provides individual, couple, family, marital, and premarital counseling services by licensed mental health professionals, graduate-level trainees, and license-eligible associates. They also offer psychological testing services for adults and children, groups designed to help adults overcome the blues, grief, and loss, and help children ages 11 through 13 beat the backpack blues are also offered. To learn more about the Restoration Center, visit ReedRestoration.com or call 301 401-352-1768.
Are you up for the challenge? Then come to the National Mall Tuesday, September 11th for the National Day of Service and Remembrance to help AARP Foundation and local volunteers pack 1 million meals for struggling seniors in Greater Washington. Gather your friends, family, and colleagues and sign up today at MealPackChallenge.org. The Meal Pack Challenge is made possible by the AARP credit card from Chase and brought to you by AARP Foundation. It's amazing the difference a meal can make. Sign up at MealPackChallenge.org.
Recovery Centers of America offers inpatient and outpatient drug and alcohol addiction treatment for those in Virginia, Maryland, and Washington, D.C. Our passionate team of physicians, nurses, and master-level clinicians will partner with you to identify and address the root causes of your addiction through the utilization of a structured curriculum and individualized treatment plans that are custom-tailored to address your specific needs. If you or a loved one is struggling with addiction, call Recovery Centers of America now. 1-800-RECOVERY.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 3636 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 3636.
Going beyond the headlines to the deeper issues. 96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight Segment, where your questions and comments matter. At 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810.
Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight Segment. I'm Harold Fisher. You've probably heard this year a lot about something called Bitcoin. Maybe you heard about it in news reports, even on social media. But so many of us don't know much about this new form of money. Well, tonight we get some answers. My guest is Sinclair Skinner. He is co-founder of Bitmari. It is the largest Pan-African Bitcoin wallet provider. If you have any questions or comments, give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Tweet us using the hashtag WHURFM. We have a truncated program tonight as we make some technical improvements here at WHUR. So you may want to get a call in early because we're going to end at 7:30 tonight. But you're probably already wondering, what is a wallet provider? What is Bitcoin? What is the whole shebang? So we're going to get right into it. Sinclair, thanks for coming in. I appreciate it.
Thank you, dude. Appreciate you.
So tell me real quick, what is Bitcoin for those who know nothing whatsoever about it?
All right. Great question. So like I said, thank you for letting me come on and share this love. Bitcoin is a part of a application of emerging technology called blockchain technology. And really what you have when you have Bitcoin is encrypted data. So it's when you take a picture with your phone and you – there was a time we had Kodak. We had to go get it developed, went through a whole rigmarole. It was kind of crazy, right? And then now you can take pictures and you don't like it, you can redo it and take another picture and then send it. It's all data. But it's not encrypted. It's actually data that can be easily copied. When the developers of Bitcoin came about, they were able to come up with a way to take this data and encrypt it and make it so that when you received it, it was no way that somebody could counterfeit it and you can verify that you actually had it.
It's like virtual currency.
So it's like virtual currency, but that's just one application. So you can compare a car and a road. Visa and cash, Visa allows you to pay something with cash. Bitcoin is the car and the road. You don't need nothing to transfer your Bitcoin. It rides on the internet. If you have cash, you gotta have either PayPal, you need to use a check, you need a whole bunch of other things that allow you to move value. With Bitcoin, it is the actual payment platform as well as the actual transfer of value.
So, but with that value, because anybody can go, I know you can go to the internet and you can put in today's value of Bitcoin. And one of the things that was really in the news this year was that one coin, in parentheses, was worth so much money, but it goes up and down like stock, right?
Yeah. So unlike the dollar we have, where it's inflationary, where it's manipulated by the reserve, where they print more, which really means the value should go down, but somehow it doesn't. Bitcoin's value is dictated by the market. You know, there's a thing called Pizza Day. When the first real market price was developed for Bitcoin, somebody actually used Bitcoin to buy two pizzas for 10,000 Bitcoin. Now that you have a market, you have a buyer and a seller, and these people agree on what that is. Just like with gold, there's no, God didn't tell us gold was valuable. Through consensus, we agree that this rock, I'm an engineer by profession, it's just on a periodic table. It's just a rock. When the end of the world comes, the woman with the most goats is going to beat the guy with the most gold because you can't eat, you know, gold. Mm-hmm. So in a real way, through consensus, this digital currency, this encrypted data has been agreed that it's valuable. And there's no U.S. Bitcoin, there's no Scandinavian Bitcoin, there's Zimbabwean Bitcoin, there's only one Bitcoin. So this space that allows us to come up with a reason why something like this is useful is because it's easier to move. It allows us to do more things than we can with a paper dollar that we call balled up in our pockets.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about Bitcoin, that virtual currency that a lot of people have heard so much about during the course of this year. If you have a question or a comment, give us a call. We've got a truncated show tonight as we make some improvements here at WHUR. Chuck, calling from Bowie. Thanks for calling, Chuck. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I had a question.
Go ahead.
If a person buys and invests into the Bitcoin today, not having a crystal ball, but just as these big-time investors speculating, the time of next year, September, where would it possibly be go?
That is such an excellent question. Go right ahead.
Well, I think I always hear a lot of folks come on these shows. I'm not giving anybody no financial advice. I am not authorized or will I be held accountable for that. But the more user adoption, the more this technology becomes more prevalent, the likelihood of the value to increase is very high. That's what I will say to that. You've seen cycles of volatility when people have actually, the Chinese government decided it wasn't going to use it, and it decided it was going to use it. There's a lot of market factors that influence the price of any commodity, including this digital commodity, if you will. But those in the space think that this is very early in the space, and that as user adopter increases, more people hold on to it or use it, the value of it will go up in price. So we have a long view of Bitcoin. But I tell people, you know, it's just a technology. It's just a tool. Do not put all your faith in any technology. Diversify your interests, and you will be able to benefit from that diversification. But we see it as something that's going to increase in value because the awareness of people about this technology is forever increasing.
Thank you so much, Chuck. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. You can understand, though, Sinclair, why some people are skeptical, particularly as we've come off of, you know, the mortgage crisis of the early 2000s, and people are thinking about, you know, investing in stocks and bonds, and particularly African Americans who, for the most part, are really just getting into the business of being financially literate. And so when you add a new currency of Bitcoin, some people might be skeptical.
Yeah, the reason why I got into Bitcoin, I was skeptical. You know, I got involved. I was looking into something new in 2012 and stumbled upon Bitcoin through this show called The Kaiser Report. And I've been skeptical of the American economy and the dollar and how do we get value, and in all the friends I had who lost money in the mortgage crisis. And, you know, I've been through, you know, I had a bankruptcy in 2003. You know, this system that we're currently in, I'm skeptical. What I would tell people is that just as skeptical as you are of Bitcoin, you should be skeptical of that dollar you got in your pocket. You should be skeptical about any of these things that we're being told that are valuable, and ask yourself, why do they have value? So I would never think we should go into this without being skeptical. I think I do have a concern that we as a people might be skeptical of new things, but something that your mama did, you don't ask questions about. We should ask reasonable questions about all these things that we've now believed to be true, and find out and research better understanding of each of these things. But there are scams. I think at the end of the day, which has been very unfortunate, is that as more people got interested and the value has increased, there's been people getting into OneCoin and Bitcoin. There's a bunch of these scams out there. So if somebody tells you got to become a member in order to be a part of something, or they want to mine some coins for you if you give them a fractional value of the miner, run from that. I tell people, if a stranger on the street wouldn't be able to convince you, don't let a stranger on the internet convince you, or a stranger at a conference. At the end of the day, you still need to use common sense. There's no get rich scheme. No one's going to come in here and just make you rich overnight. So you have to do your research, and you have to make sure that whoever you're dealing with is reputable. And you should, again, if you don't know, conferences like we're having are helpful with that. But
because we have a truncated show, I wanted to make sure that you had a chance to talk very briefly about the conference. You've got something called the Black Blockchain Summit. It's coming up. It's going to be on Howard University's campus on Monday and Tuesday. For those wanting to attend, what will they get out of this 2-day event?
What they will get is really some opportunity to get fundamental knowledge about the different cryptocurrencies, what the difference between them are, what the projects that are actually ongoing, that have strong reputations, and the differences between them. So it's very helpful if folks are trying to make sure they don't get scammed, or they're very interested in trying to even get involved. And then next, we actually talk about the application of these technology. Again, Bitcoin is the most successful application of blockchain technology, but it's not the only one. There's Ethereum, there's NEO, there's a host of different types of blockchain protocols that allow you to do different things. At this conference, we're going to have thought leaders like Lamar Wilson, Reggie Milton, the sister who did Guapcoin. There's actually black folks who have developed their own tokens themselves. So in a real way, this will give you a chance to see all these things and be able to understand how they relate back to the black community.
Let me go back to the phone call. Paul calling from D.C. Thanks for calling, Paul. What's on your mind? Quickly, please.
Yeah, good evening. I have this question, why is there so much manipulation in the space? And with the SEC, if the SEC pretty much gets in the space,
Are you talking about the Security and Exchange Commission?
No, I'm talking about the Bitcoin itself. There is so much manipulation that we see in the space.
So, in other words, why does it go up and down? Why is it so volatile? That's a really, really good question. Go right ahead, Sinclair. Thank you, Paul.
Yeah, Bitcoin is so volatile because there's no one actually in control of it. At the end of the day, the factors that are involved with why it goes up is because, not trying to take us to macroeconomics, when there's a high demand for it, the price goes up. If there's more people who are trying to sell it than buying it, the price goes down. So unlike the dollar and other arenas where you have the oil companies holding back on production, or if you have the federal government saying that these are the interest rates, there are things that actually are controlling most of the currencies out here outside of the market. Bitcoin is one of those, a digital commodity that actually is really dealing in free market forces. So you're right. You will have volatility in it. So that's something for everyone to be very mindful of. If anybody can tell you they can predict what the value is going to be tomorrow, they're lying to you. Don't talk to them.
Okay. Let's go to Erica. Erica calling from DC. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi. Yes. I, had gotten into, not the Bitcoin, but the cryptocurrency probably earlier last year. And I got in when the market was a little bit high, and I was starting to think maybe I should pull out of it. And I wasn't sure. I know you can't give advice, and I do understand that. But something is just nagging at me to stay with it, because now I'm starting to hear more of the government talk about blockchain technology. So I feel like there's this kind of, I feel like there's this push for people to get out of it until the government can get a hold of it. So I'm just kind of, I'm in it to stay in it, because that was my, I had extra money and this is what I wanted to do with this, kind of diversify.
So what's your, Erica, I'm really short on time. What's your question?
Is it something, because I did the Stellar Lumen, and I did, I'm just trying to see, I know there's different coins. how do you know how safe you're going to be in this market and not lose money? I guess you wouldn't.
Thank you, Erica. I think the best thing to do is, this is not just like buying stock, okay? So this is about you being committed to understanding a technology and the market that it's involved in. These tokens are being used to build products. And you need to understand what their products are and who are the users. And that's why user adoption, the more people use these tokens, the more the price is going to go up in value. So I would say, again, Bitcoin is the most prolific, most successful blockchain protocol in history. So that's going to be a very sound opportunity for a long time, I would say. These other tokens have different value profiles, but make sure you understand what people are building who are using that particular protocol that you're working with.
And that's going to be part of the conversation on Monday and on Tuesday. As always, the information for our events and information that our guests are bringing to us will be on our website on whur.com. However, if you would like more information right at this very moment, you can go to blackblockchainsummit.com. That's blackblockchainsummit.com. That's Monday and Tuesday. It's at on the campus of Howard University, right on Georgia Avenue. It's going to be at 2201 Georgia Avenue, right next to the bookstore. That's Monday and Tuesday of next week. Of course, that information and the website will be posted on our website on whur.com, as well as the podcast. I apologize. We're out of time. As I said, Sinclair, we are making some changes here to make sure that we can continue to broadcast in a clear and efficient fashion. So we're going to have a shortened program tonight, but thank you so much for coming in. I appreciate it.
No, you've been awesome. Humbly, big brother.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it. That is The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. I'm Harold Fisher. You can tweet us using the hashtag WHURFM. Now, stay tuned for The Connection. Good night.